We don't have a healthcare system. We have thousands of healthcare systems and a lot of special interests. That's where the promise of AI really comes in.
The United States spends more on healthcare than any other country in the world. But Americans are not as healthy as people living in other rich nations. Could artificial intelligence change all that?
Applying AI and machine learning, all things are possible.
The AI is really helping guide both the app and then all the way through the care delivery is going to change today, tomorrow, and next week.
So we have a tool to decrease in the individual's chance of going blind from their diabetes. The algorithm is better than any individual ophthalmologist.
AI can actually pretty accurately predict when people are actually going to die.
But what are the trade-offs?
How would you feel if you learned that your loved one's death in the ER was being used to train an algorithm and nobody asked your loved one or asked you?
I don't think anyone is sure yet whether or not AI will lower the cost basis of care.
Technology should not replace the physician-patient relationship. It should enhance it.
The potential that exists has to go along with an ethical and moral compass. Because if we don't, we're going to create a little bit of a Frankenstein monster.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A special series from On Point, Smarter Health, Artificial Intelligence, and the Future of American Healthcare.
An algorithm doesn't, you know, raise its hand and pledge the Hippocratic Oath. Clinicians do. We are the ones who pledge the oath. That means we're responsible for the algorithm as well.
Starts Friday, May 27th, wherever you get your podcasts. Or ask your smart speaker to play the On Point podcast.
This series is made possible with support from Vertex Pharmaceuticals.